In Haines, Alaska, the days are getting longer, a sure sign that summer will soon be here. Commentator Heather Lendy prefers spring, and for her, it's the hooligan, a small fish that best heralds spring.
Hooligan are a herring-like smelt, longer and thinner than a sardine. They run up the Chilcat and Chilcoot rivers to spawn sometime between March and May. They're prized by my Tlingit Indian neighbors for many reasons. For the first few hours of the run, spawned out dead hooligan litter beaches. Soon, shorebirds descend in a feeding frenzy on the wide flats where the rivers meet the sea. Sea lions cruise the shoreline with their mouths wide open beneath mountains that rise straight up from the beach. In the bay, humpback and killer whales surface. People also gather to watch the natural carnival. But it's mostly Tlingits that wade in with long dip nets, scooping up the hooligan and dumping them into buckets. Old fish camps are reopened along the riverbanks, with blue tarps for cover and maybe a shack or a camper to sleep in. Fresh hooligan are roasted over wood fires and eaten whole. Some are smoked and dried, but most are buried in lined pits and left to rot for about 3 weeks, then boiled in big pots until the oil can be skinned off the top. When it cools, it's solid, like shortening. I have a friend who keeps his hooligan oil in a jar in the freezer. He scoops out a spoonful of the fishy fat every day. It's good for the heart, he says. He also likes the warm oil with seal meat or dried salmon and stirred into bowls of berries. It's an acquired taste. Another native friend says he likes to help gather hooligan because it's a yearly reminder of the past and an affirmation of the Tlingit culture's future. But he won't eat them, boiled, roasted, or smoked. They're so strong, he says, that just one bite is enough to make him grow fish scales. It won't officially be summer until solstice on June 21st. Then we'll have a bike race and dance. It's fun, but I prefer the movable feast of the hooligan, which is determined not by the predictable revolution of the earth, but by the sudden, overwhelming urge of a little fish to come home.
The comments of Heather Lendy, a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News. She lives in Haines, Alaska.